Hi, and welcome to the Dog Sports Decoded podcast. My name is Megan Ritchie, and in today's episode, I thought it might be helpful to run through some different ways that you can use to illuminate your dog at night. It's starting to get darker at night and darker for longer in the morning, so as we kind of our daylight hours are shortening, we're kind of stuck walking our dogs in the evening or in the morning when it's dark out. And that can bring with it a whole lot of challenges. So today I thought it might be nice to run through some different options to increase your visibility and hopefully keep you and your dog safe this winter and fall. So one of the reasons I'm kind of passionate about this, and it might seem like a silly thing to be passionate about, but my neighborhood is very dark. I live in an older neighborhood, lots of overgrown trees, bushes, so while it is reasonably well lit, often the trees and things like that will block out some of the overhead street lamps and any light coming, you know, shining from the houses nearby. So often where we walk around our little neighborhood is quite dark, and I've nearly been hit numerous times while walking the dog. So a couple years ago, things really had kind of hit an impasse. I think on one walk, it was like just a short little half hour walk around our neighborhood, I probably had more than three people run stop signs and nearly hit us as we were walking through intersections. So obviously not ideal. You know, obviously it's a stress out to me and probably to yourself if you've been in that position. And you know, likewise, if you've been a driver in that position, you certainly don't want to hit another person or their dog, but you can probably understand why it's hard to see people and why it's easy to miss them if they don't have a few different things to make them a little more visible at night, you know, especially if it's snowing or there's other things that are making visibility a challenge. So that's what I wanted to cover today. And really, since I've implemented some of these changes, I was shocked at how effective they were. So honestly, I went from being almost hit every single trip out around the neighborhood at night to very rarely having an issue. So this can make a huge difference, both for your safety and for your dog. So I thought it might be a handy thing to cover. So let's dive in. I've kind of broken these down into three different categories. So we've got dog lights, reflective clothing, and then maybe some visibility for yourself. So when it comes to dog lights, there's a few different options. So I've kind of grouped them as dog lights, but there's a couple different options you have. So the first is sort of a tag light. This is a spotlight, one that we carry by Night Eyes. We carry that at my store, High Drive, but you can see it glows once or two clicks, it'll strobe light. So I really like that option. That's what I use for my own dogs. You know, I pick a different color for each dog, so I kind of know which dog is which. Which, you know, you don't have to be silly like me and do that, but that's what I do, and I find this really helps. So it's quite a bright light when you're first starting it. I don't know if the light wears out or if the plastic kind of scuffs up and makes it a little less bright as time goes on, but when you first kind of unpackage it, it's extremely bright. So I find the strobe a little bit much to start, but as time goes on, the strobe does extend the life of the battery. So it's nice to have both options there. And again, I just stick that on the dog's tags, and you know, as they move around, people can see them, which is really nice. Even on some of the busier pathways we walk on, we might have bike commuters come up behind us, and they can see the dogs, you know, running around and the light kind of swinging on their collar. So I think it's good for them to know where the dog is, even if they know where I am. You know, the leash is narrow, they might not know where the leash is in proportion to the dog, so I don't want to clothesline them and have them run into the leash either. So having them know where the dog is super handy. The other option, I'm going to flip over here to Amazon to show you, because I don't have one. And again, this is a Night Eyes version, but it's just a glowing collar. So it looks like this one you can plug in to recharge. Comes in a few different colors, and on here it says you can cut it down to the size you need. So I've certainly seen these on other dogs out at the dog park, and I think what's nice about this is no matter where somebody's approaching you, they can see it. So as I said, if I'm walking my dogs and somebody's coming up behind us, they can't necessarily see the light on my dog's collar. If they're behind us, you know, if my dogs are running around, they can maybe see it as the dogs twist and turn and stuff. But the nice thing with this collar option is it should always be visible, unless, of course, it is hidden by your dog's fur. So that is another really nice option to have. There's two other styles here. And maybe I will just flip back so you can see me. I'm going to show you something else on this a little bit later. But some of these jackets and harnesses have a little attachment place that you can put a light. Again, just so it's visible kind of no matter where somebody is approaching you from. So I'll just show you, there's different lights like that. So this Roughware one, safety beacon here, you can see it's got a little clip on the back. And so that was a Roughware coat I just showed you. But you could clip this onto the top of the coat and again increase visibility. Amazon, they also, there's a bunch of different brands, kind of no name brands, but Sport Dog also makes one that acts kind of similar. You could put on any collar. So something like that, if you can put on the top of a jacket or a harness for your dog, is also going to increase their visibility and going to make it easier for people approaching you to see. But also, in my case, I find most often it's cars I'm worried about. So the more we can do to make it easy for cars to see us so they don't hit us, the better. So that's kind of some of the dog options. So that leads kind of nicely into the jacket, which I just showed you. So often reflective piping and things like that on jackets, if your dog is wearing a jacket. There's leashes you can get that have this reflective tape on it. And certainly many human jackets have this reflective tape. So when it comes to reflective clothing, if your dog's wearing clothing, if you're wearing clothing and you can have, and it has a reflective strap, that certainly is helpful. I find often for ourselves, us humans, our jackets often don't have stuff like that on it, and sometimes there's not a great place for us to put, like the dog tags are pretty easy, those clip-on or the collars, but often there's not an easy place for us to put that on unless we're adding a backpack or something else. You can put a light on a waist belt, something like that, but if there's reflective piping you can put on, that is handy, or if your jacket already has it, either for yourself or your dog. If your jacket doesn't, this is a reflective strap I have for biking, and even just putting something like this, around your arm as you're walking, around your jacket, is going to make it more visible for you if your coat doesn't have it, and they're pretty inexpensive. So just some sort of reflective taping like that is easy to put on and go. So it's not too much of a hassle. I've also bought in the past these lights. I don't think this one's charged up, so I can't show you how it works, but it's just a bike light. It's got a little strap on the back that normally you would put on, clip on, and it could go on a handlebar. But I have put this on a leash and just kind of had it dangling on the leash handle. If you've got a place you could attach it on your jacket, you could certainly do that. Or a belt for yourself. And again, just like the Night Eyes light I showed you, this one does flash kind of strobe light, or you can use it as a bit of a headlight. I think that's kind of what it's intended for with the bike a little bit. And I think this one actually flashes red as well. So this one has three functionalities. So again, this can attach to you or your belt or leash or something like that. It's another option, and again, there's so many bikers out there using lights like that. They're usually pretty inexpensive and easy to find. So those are nice options for yourself or your dog. So your scene. So lastly, that brings us to kind of illuminating your way. So you need to see where you're going. That's obviously pretty important. If there's good overhead lighting, I know it can be a challenge in the winter for me to find pathways and things like that to walk the dogs that are not in neighborhoods, like not neighborhood sidewalks, but city pathways that are lit up. Most of them don't have lights. So if you need to see where you're going, there's a few different options. So one, certainly if you're on, say, a dark pathway or trail, a headlamp. This is kind of an older one, so I think there's better and lighter ones on the market now, but you can see that one's got that light, and it actually has a couple different options. So that's the main headlamp. I don't want to flash at the camera, and then another one down there. So different headlamp options. Again, this one's pretty bulky. The one newer ones today aren't this bulky, but something like that. You can put batteries in and recharge it, and then just throw it on your head so you can light your way. So that's handy if it's super dark and you can't see where you're going. You're walking in a field or something. That's a good option to have. Most of the time, I have managed to find trails that are reasonably well lit. So that might be walking in a city neighborhood that does have overhead lamps, or near a busy street where there's enough cars going by that they kind of illuminate the pathway a little bit. In which case, I often don't need the headlamp, but it does help to have a little bit of a light when you need it. So say if you're picking up poop or something like that and you need to be able to find it, certainly using your cell phone light will work, but I often will just carry around a little flashlight like this one, and that's often enough if I need to find something, poop, or if I've dropped a glove or something like that and I'm having trouble finding it. Something smaller like that in my pocket is handy. If your flashlights on your phone works for you, that's good. I'm always a little bit paranoid about dropping my phone on the dog poop, so I'd like to have a separate one, but totally up to you. So, like I said, just a few different ideas to keep yourself visible. When I first got tests, it was a big problem we had in our neighborhood, and if you've kind of experienced the same thing with your dog, where, you know, you're seeing people running stop signs, they're not seeing you crossing sidewalks, or even just if you're on kind of a darker trail and you want to be a little bit more visible just for safety, I hope those options will help you feel a little bit more safe and certainly make it easier for drivers and things like that to see you and avoid hitting you, which is pretty important. Especially as our days here are getting a little bit shorter for our light hours, and we're being forced to walk when it's a little bit darker out. So I hope that helps. Reflective leashes and things like that are handy too. So I'm going to throw this up on my website, a few of these different options, if you're interested in checking them out. I think we'll just call it, have the website dogsportsdecoded.com/light, and you can see a few of these different options just to make it a little easier for you to find if you need something. You can check that out there. And with that, I think I'll sign off and I'll catch up with you guys next week, but I hope that keeps you safe as you're out walking your dog. So take care, and I'll talk to you guys later.